As COVID-19 cases climb in Arizona, experts are warning the state could soon reach the level of spread seen over the summer. But Graham, Gila, and Coconino counties have already surpassed summer peak levels. Graham County in southeastern Arizona is seeing far more COVID-19 cases than it's ever seen before. The sparsely populated county is now reporting the highest infection rate in the state, more than twice as many positive cases per 100,000 residents than Arizona on average. Roland Knox, CEO of Graham County's only hospital, says his staff has prepared for months for the possibility of a surge.
Even your best preparedness, you can become overwhelmed by the number of patients that you do have.
In Coconino County, cases are record high, too. And the county's Health and Human Services Director, Kim Musselman, says that's resulting in increases in hospitalizations.
And we're also seeing nurse staffing quickly becoming a challenge for most of our hospitals across the region.
Musselman says the Northern Arizona community of Page saw a 90% increase in cases in the last week, while the town of Williams saw a 300% increase. Catherine Davis Young, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Arizona's COVID-19 numbers continue to move in the wrong direction. Experts say we're quickly approaching the level of spread we saw in the state during the summer, but some rural counties in Arizona have already surpassed summer peak levels. Here to explain is KJZZ's Catherine Davis Young. Hi, Catherine.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for being here. So tell us where we're seeing the highest rates of infection in Arizona right now.
So Arizona as a whole hasn't quite reached that record high level of new cases we were seeing back in July, but Graham, Gila, and Coconino counties are already seeing infection rates much higher than what they saw over the summer. They're all reporting record numbers of new cases. And most new infections in Arizona are still happening here in Maricopa County, but that's because this is just where most people in Arizona live. What's concerning is the number of new cases in these more rural counties compared to their population size. So ASU's Biodesign Institute tracks county-by-county data. And to put it in perspective, ASU data shows Maricopa County averaging about 30 new cases per day for every 100,000 residents right now. And that's much higher than we would want to be seeing. But if you adjust for population size, Graham County is reporting new infections about three times that rate, what would be about 90 cases per 100,000 people per day.
Wow. Well, so how are these hotspot counties dealing with these spikes in cases? What are they seeing?
Well, Graham County is in the southeastern part of the state. It's very rural, and there's only one hospital out there, the Mount Graham Regional Medical Center. So this week I spoke with Roland Knox. He's the CEO of the hospital, and he told me, on one hand, they've had plenty of time to prepare. They've known for months now that there could be the possibility of a surge in Graham County. But he said, on the other hand, no matter how prepared you are, it's still really hard to handle such a dramatic uptick in demand.
We have seen a marked increase. We're averaging about 7 COVID patients within our hospital each day, which is completely different. We were averaging probably closer to 3 in the summertime.
So 3 patients, 7 patients a day might not sound like very many, but remember, this is a small rural medical center. They have only like 6 ICU rooms there. And Knox told me he's had staff members out with COVID infections. And just like a lot of other hospitals around the country, they're really feeling the strain of keeping the hospital staffed. And I've also spoken with the Coconino County Health and Human Services Department. They also told me that staffing of hospitals is the biggest concern right now.
So when we saw that surge of cases over the summer, the state came up with county by county benchmarks that are supposed to determine when businesses open or close based on the level of virus spread. If cases are getting so high in some of these rural counties, why haven't they had to have businesses shut down there?
Right. The state has been ranking COVID transmission in each county minimal, moderate, or substantial based on 3 metrics. That's cases per 100,000 residents, test positivity rate, and the percent of hospital visits that are for COVID-like illness. But the Department of Health Services rules say a county's non-essential businesses would only have to shut back down if all 3 of those metrics moved into that substantial transmission category. Right now, the whole state has at least one category in substantial territory. Graham County and a few other counties have 2 out of 3. But that third metric, COVID-like illness, is still considered minimal level for every county in the state. And there are some critics, like Will Humble. He's the former director of DHS. He said maybe that COVID-like illness metric isn't the best measure to use for these policy decisions because it's keeping all these counties in lower categories, even while other metrics are soaring. And DHS has defended their benchmarks, but when I last spoke with Dr. Kara Christ, she's the DHS current director, she said even if a county moved into substantial category in all three metrics, closing businesses would still be a last resort. So neither her department nor the governor's office have given any indication they're going to ask these counties to close businesses.
All right. Certainly some alarming numbers we're seeing in different parts of the state. That is KJZZ's Catherine Davis-Young. Catherine, thank you.
Thank you.